This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I've got Chapter 4, Vatican Ambassador, on the way. Our Vatican assassin, BC, has a pretty good enemy in Daniel McIntyre, and he's a likely UIN sympathizer, Universal Islamic Nation sympathizer. But he's also now the governor of Lunar Prime. He's just been elected and sworn in our last chapter. BC was at his inauguration, so BC isn't really sure what the future is going to hold under McIntyre as he takes control of the major city on the moon. But BC will soon find out, and we will too as we get into Chapter 4 of Vatican Ambassador coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. I want to thank my patrons for supporting this podcast and making it possible. Help me keep it going. And you can become a patron too. Just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the link to Patreon. It's a way you can support the podcast for $2, $5, or $10 a month, your choice. I don't ask you to pay for it, but if you're willing to, I'm happy to accept. So that's the way that works. And that's what it means to become a patron. Patreon makes that possible. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. So patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And I do try to do things for my patrons. They've just made videos available for me to work with at Patreon. So I shared a video that I put together a couple years ago of Alibi Jones in over his head. It's got images from the comic book version of the story by Juan Carlos Quatorio. And so I've put it to some sound effects and kind of animated it in a way. I call it an illustrated audiobook. So if you're a patron right now, you've got access to that video on Patreon. Plus, I've just given my patrons, those who want this, a video, or rather an audiobook. A free audiobook of the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, which you're listening to on this podcast. So that is available to patrons as well on Spotify. I've got free codes for patrons to get the entire trilogy. It's like 30 plus hours of Vatican Assassin. And it's free if you're a patron on Spotify. Just let me know, too, if you're a patron and you haven't got one yet. Just wave your hand and tell me you want that. Well, electronically, metaphorically speaking, you know. The 15th annual Smashwords Summer Winter Sale is coming up. That's the annual sale they do in the middle of the summer, or winter if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. July 1st through the 31st. So starting July 1st, you'll be able to get some of my ebooks at a reduced price. It's an ebook sale that happens every year. I'm giving the two big collections the discount treatment here. 50% off. So you'll be able to get The Adventures of Alibi Jones, Chronological Omnibus, and or the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd Edition for just $249. So those are 50% off. They're usually $499. You'll be able to get them for $249 at smashwords.com just through the month of July, July 1st through the 31st. At Smashwords 15th Annual Summer Winter Sale. Something to look forward to. Or if you're listening to this after July 1st, what's going on now? We will get into Chapter 4, A Vatican Ambassador, coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What the hell is this, the wonderful Billy Flynn?
Just some podcast that's supposed to be geeky. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Screw that noise. I'm not going to try it. Hey, Flynnstress, let's get Mikey.
Do you mean critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason, who hosts the Beer Power Time Machine podcast?
Yeah,
but he won't listen. He hates everything.
Hi, I'm critically acclaimed comedy rock star Mikey Mason. I don't often listen to podcasts, but when I do, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Hey man, that's a different promo.
Between love and madness lies Geek Radio Daily.
That's kinda accurate.
There are some things money can't buy.
GRD is free online.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Geek Radio Daily.
We'll take it.
Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. GeekRadioDaily.com.
Now here's Chapter 4 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Lunar Prime Governor Daniel McIntyre's first major action is announced in mid-May. He'll be signing a new Lunar Neutrality Declaration in early June. The declaration delineates in no uncertain terms the independence and neutrality of the Moon. The free citizens and residents on the Moon, the people of Lunar Prime and its associated colonies, declare themselves to be free and independent of all authority save the democratic authority vested by them in the duly democratically elected government of the Moon. We declare the Moon neutral in this current conflict. We do not believe that faith should divide people, nor be the cause for war. The current conflict is faulty in its causes and can only be fruitless in its outcome. The Moon will not play a part. The Moon shall not be used as a staging area for battles. The Moon is not answerable to either side in this conflict. We recognize the Universal Trade Zone and the Universal Islamic Nation for what they are and the power they wield, but they do not wield that power over us. We welcome a diplomatic presence from both organizations, but both sides must also recognize and respect the sovereign rights and laws of the local Lunar Prime government. The government of the Moon favors no faith, no creed above any other. All are welcome on the Moon, as long as mutual respect is accorded to the members of other faiths. This Lunar Neutrality Declaration also warns the sides in this current conflict not to test the resolve or the neutrality of the Moon. Any infraction, any violation of the rules, rights, and laws of the local Lunar Prime government or of this declaration will be met with swift retribution. Do not mistake our love of peace for weakness. The Moon stands alone, neutral and free. Signed and acknowledged on this 8th day of June, 2110. Daniel McIntyre, Governor. Amanda Erskine, Lieutenant Governor. Yari Sayanaya, Council Majority Leader. Saul Rabinowitz, Council Minority Leader. McIntyre declares the signing day a lunar holiday. BC declares June 8th a dark day. He wakes up on signing day with his brain already racing through the problems posed by the new resolution. The declaration sounds good. Don't trust McIntyre to enforce it equally. He's way too cozy with the UIN. I'd like to be an optimist, but I know better. At worst, this gives the UIN the open door to the Moon they want. At best, the signing ceremony is another fucking event I've got to attend for the Pope. Another chance for McIntyre to parade around like a fucking peacock. Thankfully, I've been able to avoid McIntyre in the meantime. Think he's been avoiding me, too.
At least he didn't single out the Vatican mission in the declaration. Sounds like they'll leave us alone, depending on what they interpret as an infraction or violation of their rules. The whole declaration is ambiguous enough to be dangerous. Don't know. Got a bad feeling.
As it's a Sunday, BC begins the day by saying a mass for his parishioners on Lunar Prime. Over the last half a year, he's actually gotten good at the ritual. It's given him something to do while rebuilding the place, while awaiting word back from the Vatican. BC greets the churchgoers after the mass at the back door of the chapel inside the Vatican mission. He shakes hands and makes small talk. A slightly taller man BC doesn't recognize shakes his hand and shifts a small cylinder into BC's palm.
Opio?
BC palms the cylinder and pockets it. The man ducks away quickly, before BC can stop him.
Can't stop him without making a big old scene. Hope this isn't a bomb or a corrosive of some kind. Feels like an OPO message cylinder. Have to check it out later.
BC keeps his thoughts to himself as he works his way through the rest of the milling congregation, shaking hands and making small talk. He wonders what he's just been passed. His mind isn't on the conversations. He tries to hurry things along best he can, without seeming rude. After the last of his parishioners leaves, BC heads back to his office, playing with the cylinder in his pocket as he walks.
Funny. Said something to each of those people back there, but could not tell you what I said to them. Too preoccupied.
Back in his office, he takes his CCU, the OPO-issued Covert Communications Unit, from its hiding place. He sets it on his desk. He pulls the cylinder from his pocket.
Any booby traps?
He looks it over.
Seems legit. Like the old days.
BC opens the cylinder. A small sliver of crystal slides out.
Everything looks okay.
BC slides the crystal into place in the unit. A brief text message appears on the screen. Pope Peter, killed by faction who installed Linus. Not killed in UIN attack. Mbeke.
That's it, huh? Mbeke's alive, if it's true. Still, all I know about Pope Linus is what I see on the news. See him touring the ruins around Vatican City, talking about peace. Looks like a pope. Acts like a pope. Talks peace. Everybody's talking peace. Wonder if that can be believed. My theory is we've temporarily run out of weapons, maybe ammo too. Maybe even people, with such incredible losses on both sides. No war for now, because each side threw all it had at the other in the last battles. Gotta wonder, is this current ceasefire peace or stalemate? And just what was the war for, ultimately? Nothing. Neither side gained or lost ground in any meaningful way.
BC realizes if Mbeke sent the message, Pope Linus probably isn't running or even using the Office of Papal Operations.
Does this mean the OPO is over? Maybe I've been set free. No more yoke around my neck. Hope Mbeke is alive. He's one of the good ones. But even if the message does come from him, still not sure I'm inclined to believe him.
Father BC?
His secretary interrupts. The older woman is a bit old-fashioned. While she'll call him BC, she refuses to not call him Father.
Yes, Lisa? It's nearly time for the signing ceremony. You're supposed to be there before 10:30. Thanks, Lisa.
Oh joy, oh bliss. Well, at least it will be over with, and we can get back to normal around here. Place is too busy right now. Crowded, even. The moon is crawling with guests. Saw that bastard Richard Wentworth, the UTZ CEO counselor, walking around. Guess he's leading the Universal Trade Zone delegation. Funny what a difference a half a month makes. So many more people here for this than for McIntyre's inauguration.
actual guests arriving. Not that Pope Linus would come. Think he'd rather have me endure the pain. The atmosphere around Lunar Prime now reminds me of how it was during that first peace conference, the one I ended, back when I originally came to the moon. First time since then that we've had so many guests. Even the Universal Islamic Nation sent actual leaders. Saw Ibn al-Salid and his delegation arrive just yesterday. Well, I guess I better get moving.
BC puts the CCU away in its hiding place, behind a false wall panel. Then he opens the closet.
What should I wear to this thing?
He doesn't want to go to the ceremony, but he has to. Duty and all. As a persona non grata with the McIntyre administration, he also has to behave himself and try to play the role of the quiet diplomat. BC dresses in a formal purple suit and collar and checks his appearance in the mirror.
Guess I'm fine. Good to go. The very modern measure of a modern Vatican ambassador, or something like that.
Once outside his rooms, BC sets the silent alarms on his quarters. He presses his hand against the hidden security panel in the wall next to the door and seals the lock.
Lots of people on the moon right now. No doubt a lot who'd like to get inside and take a look at the new Vatican mission. Best not to give them too easy an opportunity to do that.
BC ponders his security measures as he makes his way to the signing ceremony. Once in the auditorium, he's sent to an assigned place in the crowd. He can't help chuckling to himself.
I'm further back from the podium this time. McIntyre sends his subtle messages. Fine by me. Just get this thing over with. Oh man, look at fucking McIntyre. Can he look any smugger? I'd like to delicately wipe the smile off his face with my fist. Getting too worked up. Better to relax and let the whole thing just flow over.
BC zones out and lets the ceremony go by in a blur. He tries not to pay too much attention. There are speeches by McIntyre and other leaders of Lunar Prime. They read the declaration. McIntyre makes another speech. Finally, they sign the declaration. BC stands and applauds with the crowd. After the actual signing, there is one last brief round of thank yous before the ceremony draws to a close with another sustained round of applause. As the applause dies down, BC begins to file out of the auditorium with the rest of the attendees for the mandatory after reception.
Gotta attend, at least for a little while.
BC finds a drink and a patch of wall space in the reception hall. He tries to blend in with the shadows and disappear, invisible.
Don't really want to deal with any of these assholes. Oh, speaking of assholes, as if on cue, there's Wentworth. Aw, hell, he's looking at me, coming this way. Shit.
BC manages to avoid him by ducking out a side door.
Strategic exit. He's the last guy I want to talk to. Especially after that news about Fiza.
BC had spotted Fiza's name listed among the recently deceased on a report from Wentworth Station a couple of months ago. BC had brought her to Wentworth Station because she thought she'd be safe there.
Not really sure even Fiza believed that. Turned out not to be true. Might have to kill Wentworth on the spot if he makes me talk to him. Really the only way to deal with people with that kind of power. But that would be so messy, so undiplomatic of me as the ambassador.
BC decides he's had enough diplomacy. He hurries away from the reception, heading back to his office. He makes his way through the crowded space underneath the main dome, across to the corridors that lead to the Vatican mission. Once beyond the public space, the crowds thin down to nearly nothing. Aside from two goons who suddenly appear in front of BC as he rounds the corner before the entrance to the Vatican mission. BC tries to look nonchalant as he walks down the hallway. Hi, guys. Afraid you missed Mass this morning, BC says.
When all else fails,
BC turns in his tracks and runs into the chest of a third goon who's appeared behind him.
Oof!
BC bounces back and looks up at the new guy.
Mr. Wentworth wants to see you,
the goon says to BC.
Does he now?
But, is all BC manages to get out, as one of the original goons clubs him hard on the back of his head. BC blacks out.
That was Chapter 4, A Vatican Ambassador, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Don't you hate it when that happens? Get knocked out, you know? Getting ready to talk to a business associate and they club you over the head or have their goons do it. It's, yeah. Knocked out by Wentworth's goons. Poor BC. And earlier, things were going so well, you know? BC got word from Mbeke. Not great news, but something after a long period of silence. McIntyre made his neutrality play. Of course, BC doesn't buy it, but at least it's just neutrality at this point. And of course, Wentworth is using the opportunity to set up a meeting, or seem to be, but evidently in his own way. Clubbing BC over the head. Maybe that wasn't supposed to happen. We'll see in Chapter 5 of Vatican Ambassador on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, a reminder, the 15th Annual Smashwords Summer Winter Sale is about to get underway July 1st through the 31st at smashwords.com. That's the big ebook sale, happens every year. My two big collections are going to be 50% off. That's the Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus and Vatican Assassin, the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd Edition, 3-in-1. Both of those now for $249 at half price. All during the month of July at Smashwords, during the 15th annual Smashwords Summer Winter Sale at smashwords.com. And again, thank you to patrons for helping to support this podcast. You can do so as well at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. There's a new video posted there for patrons, and patrons are also getting the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd Edition audiobook for free, just for being cool patrons. You can do that for $2, $5, or 10 bucks a month at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. That is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.